USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden thinks his America is Back message resonated at this week's NATO summit. Biden hosting a news conference in Brussels, also saying that he believes a Republican Party is fractured.
The Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers. The leadership of the Republican Party is fractured. And the Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people.
President Biden was over 2 hours late for that NATO news conference with no explanation from the White House as for why the extended delay. Energy officials are urging Texans to conserve energy as electric demand could outpace supply Monday as temperatures continue to rise across the state. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lawmakers in the House are returning to Capitol Hill on Monday. Republicans are expected to force a censure vote of Democrat Congressman Ilhan Omar or remove her from her Foreign Relations Committee. This after Omar tweeted, "We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban," along with her video questioning Secretary of State Tony Blinken during the day of a House hearing. Omar did apologize for the tweet, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, tells CNN, "Nothing to see here and everything is fine."
We did not rebuke her. We thanked, acknowledged that she made a clarification. What I'm saying is end of subject. She clarified, we thanked her, end of subject. What other people go out and say is up to them.
The TSA is reporting an average of 2 million people were screened at airports over the weekend. That's the highest number of screenings since the coronavirus pandemic began. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Novavax says its vaccine was 90.4% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19 in a large trial and worked well against newer strains such as the Alpha variant. On the heels of that news, just how ready are we for another pandemic? Former White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tells CBS News he believes your personal liberties should not get in the way of a pandemic.
I don't think we are, and I don't think we are for a couple reasons. One is, I think we need to have a dialogue in this country about what matters. Is it more important for us to have our individual liberties that we don't wear a mask, or is there some common good that we should all be working towards? I think we'll do a better job technically. I think we will put the money into public health that we need. I think we'll have woken up a little bit. I also think our experience with the pandemic will hopefully allow us to respond better. But a divided country with leaders that play against our greatest fears, which divide us, and if we deny science, we're going to have trouble again. So hopefully we'll learn some of those lessons.
Senate Republicans this week are gearing up for a maximum pressure campaign against President Biden's choice to lead the Bureau of Land Management following reports about her original links to what they call an extreme environmental activism group or eco-terrorism. Tracy Stone Manning was connected to a group for more than 30 years that participated in spiking trees, which is where metal rods are jammed into tree trunks so they can't be cut safely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.